you're tuned in to the ETBU Sportsnet, and this is the Texas Tiger Podcast.
And welcome to another edition of Lunch with Ledyard here on the ETBU Sportsnet and the Texas Tiger Podcast. I'm Adam P. Ledyard, here the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications at East Texas Baptist University. And today we will be talking to football player EJ Eric Burgess. We'll just call him EJ. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So EJ, before we get going here, we've introduced you. Tell us a little bit about, who you are, where you're from, your major, and let's get to know a little bit about you.
I'm actually from right outside Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I went to Dunn Springs High School. My major is political science with a concentration on pre-law. I graduated in December.
Wow, that sounds intense.
Not too bad. I enjoy it. It's really fun.
So you're a four-year member of the football team. When did you start to really learn about football?
My first year playing football was actually my ninth grade year of high school. So I got kind of a late start compared to people. But the first time I actually learned football was my dad sat me down. I was like 6 years old. Put in front of a college football game. I've just loved it ever since.
And with that, who has been influential influential in your life with football?
Oh, there's been so many people, from coaches to teammates. But the person who's got me to stick with is my Uncle Steve. He's definitely made me more driven to my goals. A lot of times I wanted to put it down and didn't think I could do it, but he's always been there to push me well beyond where I thought I could.
So you had great family members to help push you along and great coaches to get you to where you are at today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So with that, you mentioned a little bit about the family. You have a really great story of family support. Tell us a little about your story, your family story, and how it came to where you're at today.
Well, when I was 4 years old, my mom passed away due to ovarian cancer. And when I was around 12, 13, my dad passed away from complications with diabetes. So after kind of a weird year with my stepmother, and it didn't really work out well, my aunt and uncle to bring me into their home from the start of high school to now. They formally adopted me earlier this year. It might have been a little bit sooner or later, but it's really been a blessing for them, for God to put them in my life exactly when I needed them. They've always been a part of my life, but me moving in with them when I was 12 or 13 definitely changed my life.
So you were officially adopted this year. How were they connected to you then through the family?
That's my mom's sister. That is my Aunt Sarah, and she married my Uncle Steve before I was born, 20 some years ago. So.
And then you said you've been living with them since you were 12, 13 years old, and this year it really became official that they adopted you.
Right, but I mean, they really did it more as a formality. I've always been their kid. They never saw me as anything other than that, so.
Talk a little bit about how they raised you through this time. I know they've done a lot with foster homes and children's and just the loving care of showing Christ to people. Talk a little bit about that and what they've done through their life and shared it with you.
Oh yeah, they're great people. They've been foster parents for almost since as long as they've been married. They were never able to have their own kids, so, which some people would say is a bad thing, but really it's a blessing in disguise, because they've been able to bless so many different people throughout the years from fostering. And then it came for me the perfect situation for them to be able to adopt me. It's really a thing for that to happen. They've been a blessing on so many other people's lives that it's crazy the outreach I've had just of them. And I'm lucky that I have them.
I think at one point I got to meet Steve a few weeks ago, and he's talking like he's had 12, 13 children coming through, lots of boys and girls. Talk about, growing up with that and having so many brothers and sisters come through.
Yeah, I only have one biological sister, which is my older sister, Shauna, but I have so many siblings. A little sister, Reese, she's technically my cousin, but as adopted, she's my little sister. So it's awesome to be able to grow up with family members than you were born with. It's kind of like a football team and having the brothers you never had, but they're in my house. So I love that.
That's awesome. It's great to hear how families take care of other people and then also bring them in and show love. And the way that you got to grow up and that in your family sounds like it was a great time.
It was. Well, definitely was.
So you come from the Baton Rouge, Louisiana area. Talk about life in Louisiana and some of the ways of life that you like from there.
Man, I love Louisiana. It's great. It's definitely different from Texas. I knew that from whenever I first got here, and I realized that Texas high school football is like a cult. Everybody knows everybody and who they played and who was the best. Louisiana wasn't really like that. We know a few of the teams, but it's definitely different here.
What's some of the traditions and things that you like about Louisiana?
That's tough. Louisiana doesn't have the same football backing I would say Texas does, but we always had packed out stands. You know, we did love football. It just wasn't like the kind of – it was in Texas. But the best tradition we had was kind of like we do it ETBU, the Tiger Walk. We would walk from our high school to the football field. Similar way we do now.
Outside of football, looking at Louisiana, what's some of the things that you love about the state that makes it so great to be from that state?
LSU football and the food, definitely. Food cannot be touched by any other state.
So just two things, LSU football and food.
It's pretty good, two good things, though.
They are. Well, that's great. I've grown to like Louisiana since living down here the last 10 years. Their style of food I really enjoy, and I've grown fond of watching their football team, being an Ohio State fan and watching Joe Burrow go down there and have the success he did. I became an instant fan of LSU football, so it's something very unique in Louisiana that they have with the Tiger football.
Oh, yeah.
This is Lunch with Ledyard. It's lunchtime, and with that, what is your favorite lunch food or meal at the ETBU cafeteria?
Got to go with Old Reliable. Chicken nuggets can't be beat. You know, chicken nuggets with fries.
That is classic. You're the first one to say the chicken nuggets and fries so far.
I'm surprised.
Chicken fried steak, Catfish Friday, grilled chicken. Those have been some of the ones that have come up.
That makes sense. Those are good too.
So, and then being from Louisiana, I'm sure you have your fair share of Louisiana food that you like. What do you like to eat or have cooked back at home?
Any Louisiana style food like gumbo, jambalaya, red beans and rice, anything like that. Biscuits and gravy, just anything, beignets, like from New Orleans. Love that kind of food when I go home. Went home a few weeks ago, got some gumbo. It's a must every time you go home. You haven't been home in a while, you got to get some Louisiana.
Now, do you cook any of this food?
I can cook red beans and rice, and I've cooked gumbo once or twice, but red beans and rice, I can cook pretty well.
And being from such a big family, do they have any great big things that they cook that you love?
My aunt makes really good tacos. They're American tacos, but they're really good tacos.
And being from Louisiana, is there any fish, gone fishing, catching fish that you like to eat?
I actually never caught a fish until I was around 18, but I love fish. I really love fishing, too, now that I've started. My uncle cooks really good catfish, and his friend Tony Benoit cooks really good catfish.
Nice. Yes, catfish is always good. Especially when you get it straight from like the ocean or wherever the fish that you get. Oh, yeah. Well,
fresh.
Yeah, fish really aren't in the ocean, but
wherever it's fresh.
The fish down there that you can get in the Gulf and eat, and then the catfish in the ponds and the stuff around. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. So now, being a senior, you've been here at ETBU. What is your ETBU story? How did you get here to Marshall, Texas from Louisiana?
I only went to one camp in high school. It was at my high school, and my uncle forced me to go. I never thought I'd play college football, so I just, you know, didn't really think much of it. I ran the 40 and did the broad jump, and Coach Rue, our defensive coordinator here, been lucky to have him all 4 years I was here. He pulled me over and just talked to me, told him he'd keep in touch with me, and I was like, all right. And then I played my senior season, but so sad my last game, didn't have any offers, just didn't think I was ever going to play again. Now I got a few offers from a D2, some NAIA schools, but ETBU, Coach Rue messaged me through my DMs and through Twitter and scheduled a visit. And after I visited here, I knew this was the place I had to be.
What drew you to the ETBU campus when you came through?
It's a beautiful campus, and I think the football team was up on the rise. I love the locker room. I really like the teammates that were there. Whenever I went on my visit, there was actually a few players that, whenever the coaches left, they talked to us and told us how it really was here, and I thought I could really enjoy to be a part of the team there.
With football at ETBU, you get to travel, you get to do some different things. What has been some of your favorite moments as a player?
My favorite moment was beating Wisconsin-Platteville on the road last year, my junior year, because they hadn't lost a home opener in over 20 years. So to do something like that really felt special. And I didn't even have that good of a game, but I remember the last play of the game, they came to me and ended up making a play. So I was really excited about that.
And it was the second half comeback in that game to go up there. That I remember going to that one. That was a fun game to watch and a great way to start the season.
Oh, yeah.
So with ETBU, they do a lot with community service and leadership. What have you learned in your time at ETBU through these two areas?
I remember my freshman year, I didn't really want to go to the elementary school and like do anything like that, 'cause I was like, I've never done that. I've never been a leader like that, but, through football and through helping those kids and how well they reacted, I really feel like God changed my heart to more of a servant leader where I can do things like that and get appreciation out of it. I love doing it now. So it really has changed my life from not wanting to do it to enjoying to do it.
And with that, they are a faith-based institution. Talk a little bit about your faith and how you've grown through at ETBU.
My faith before I got here was definitely rough. I felt like God was challenging me in a lot of different ways. I felt like I could never catch a break. And then I realized that without lows in your life, there is no highs. So I feel like God giving me those challenges really made my life even better than what it is, because without those lows, I couldn't really enjoy the great things in life, like being a collegiate athlete or anything like that. So I'm glad and ETBU has really helped me grow my spiritual journey. So I'm glad I came here.
And with that, as you get ready to graduate here in December, what are your future plans and what you want to do?
Well, I graduate in December, and then I'll have about 6 months off because I plan on going to law school next fall. I've not really decided where I want to go. I'm still waiting on all the decisions. I've only got decisions back from two places, and those were the places I applied to for the spring. So I'm not sure where I'm going to go.
Where have you been looking at to go?
I love LSU, obviously, Tulane, SMU, A&M, California, Irvine, UCLA, really like those schools. So hopefully I get in one of those.
A lot of beautiful places.
Oh yeah.
So you want to go to be a lawyer. Where do you want to take that in the lawyer setting?
I really think I want to do family law or something like that. After seeing what my aunt and uncle have done in other people's lives, I've seen that they really can change people's lives. And my aunt does a lot working with that still. So I know that a lot of those kids need lawyers. So if I could make that a priority, I would love to change their lives or try to change their lives like that.
So you like to argue then?
Of course. My aunt and papa always told me whenever I was younger, I'd always argue with my big sister, and they would tell me I need to be an attorney. So, well, they got the wish.
So lots of arguing with your siblings then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll never lose.
But none with referees.
Well, maybe once or twice, but.
But you're going to lose those arguments to the referee.
Every time, yeah. Never won one of those.
All right, this is Lunch with Ledyard, and before we move on to our next session, we will be, before the shout-outs, we're going to do a little thing we call This and That, and it's a little game where I say a word or a phrase, and you either choose something that comes up or the first thing that comes to your mind. So I like to start off with something easy. Are they slides or sandals?
Slides.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Ocean or pool?
Pool. Don't like fish.
Texas football, Louisiana football.
I'm going to say Louisiana football, but, you know, I'm a little biased, so that's not please.
Friday Night Lights or Saturday Night Lights?
That's really tough. I'd probably have to coin flip for that one.
You got to pick one.
I'm going to say Saturday Night Lights because that's what I'm doing now.
There you go. Whataburger or In-N-Out?
In-N-Out. I don't know. That's kind of controversial.
Beignets or Krispy Kremes?
Beignets.
And let's see. I'm not sure which NFL team you like. I'll say Saints or Cowboys.
Cowboys. Cowboys fan since I was a kid.
Which ETBU football uniform do you like best?
The baby blue, for sure. The Valor blue.
Valor blue all the way.
Absolutely.
And then college football or NFL football?
I'm going to go with NFL football because I already saw LSU win the national championship.
Nice. All right. Well, that was the this in that session. Before we end this with EJ Burgess, do you have any shout outs that you would like to give out?
Shout out Uncle Steve for putting me through college. That's a good one.
Just one shout out.
And shout out my roommates, you know, love them. Football players, great guys. Zay, Zach, Chase, and Tristan. So they're great guys.
Anybody back at home? Little sis.
Brad Lentz. Brad's my best friend. He played football with me in high school. Great dude.
Nice. Well, we've been talking to EJ Burgess here on Lunch with Ledyard. We want to thank him for participating with us today. So thanks for being on the show, EJ.
Thank you so much for having me.
And then next week, we'll be back with another ETBU student athlete here on Lunch with Ledyard. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
You're tuned into the ETBU Sportsnet, and this is the Texas Tiger Podcast.